Perfect. Hi, girls. Break, 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 break.
This is Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm now in Calais with Steve Miller and Cynthia Johnson. I've talked to Steve a few years ago about geodesic domes and a whole bunch of things, and Steve and I originally did one of my famous MP3 shows where folks send me recordings of themselves, which is always an option, but it's nice to come out and visit you, so let's always communicate about that. Talk to me at bucky@buckybacaw.org. So, Cynthia and Steve, thanks for having me over.
Thanks for coming. It's a pleasure.
I got to spend some time with the two of these folks today, and I was looking around, and everything here is very beautiful and very functional, and we're packed full of stuff, and I'm just interested how chickens fit into all of that.
Well, we're small-scale, human-scale homesteaders, and we wanted to have our own eggs and have the fertility that the chickens bring, and we listen to you a lot every week.
So you're already homesteading, and you had a sense that maybe chickens would help.
We knew we needed that.
So what was holding you back?
So many other projects.
Oh,
and thinking about being a little more tied down.
Really?
We wanted to. We just hadn't gotten around to it yet. And when our friend was ready to move back to a boat in the Caribbean, she gave me first dibs on her 4 cuckoo marans. And she said if I wanted them, we could have them. And it came with a coop. They were young, but they hadn't laid eggs yet, but they were about to. And so, well, how could we go wrong?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I really appreciate you giving me a piece of the credit and your neighbors. But one of the themes I'm hearing a lot about folks who realize that chickens are a good idea but don't get around to it, it seems like the chickens kind of find them. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like the chickens
are the
whisperers, and suddenly the chickens are there, and then what are you going to do? You're going to have to build a coop or take the coop with it or figure out how to do all the rest. I've heard that a few times here, even in Vermont, where, you know, it's not too hard. Has it been difficult having chickens?
The only real work is getting the apparatus together. You know, once you've got them in place, the chickens are still a little trouble. There's a little to do. I mean, if you want to give them any kind of a life at all, they like to be clean, but they don't make that much of a mess, and they don't eat a whole lot, and they work so hard. I'm so impressed with how industrious they are. They work so hard at what they do, and they we were overwhelmed with the amount of eggs we got. I mean, when that first group was young and they started laying eggs, there was one day we got more eggs than we had chickens.
Well, I don't know. Could they have left it?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I've been watching that, and I always tell people, you know, who ask me how many eggs they lay, I always say one every 25 hours is the textbook, but, you know, maybe it could be a little more, and I go through the whole thing, and there's always a question of, do they sometimes lay 2 eggs, or did we miss one the day before, you know? But I don't know.
It was a long time ago. But it was a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
So good.
Do these chickens, do they hide eggs, or do they all put them in the same place?
They put them in the same place.
They cooperate with you. So what's the secret of your nesting box?
The coop already had boxes, 3 boxes in it. But they hadn't laid eggs yet, and we were told probably around October. This was the year of the last presidential election, 2008. And they weren't laying, and it was November. And they didn't seem to care that much about those boxes. So I had this can that had feed in it, and I put the lid on it, and they kept getting up on that. And I got sick of cleaning it off, so I put hay up there. And they started pushing that off all around, and I said, Steve, I need a nesting spot over here in this corner because that's where they want to be. And so he went up and he got a scooter tire, a Heinkel scooter tire, and I put hay in it. And do you know that very day, one laid her first egg. And after that, they followed. All them, they started laying eggs. And honest to God, it was the day we put the Heinkel scooter tire, and I'll show you in the coop. They love
That's great that they cooperate. Does everybody have their own Hankel tire, or do they line up for it?
That we only had one in there at the time, and they just were all over it. I mean, sometimes one would be right on the other, you know. But they all use the same.
They do love to. A lot of them will queue up. You can give them 16, you know, for three hens, and
they all want to be the same
one. And they'll still,
right?
They'll fight. They'll kind of bicker about it and wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we didn't take the eggs today because we wanted you to see where they laid the eggs.
So oh, good.
They're all in the same tire in that same original spot.
Well, you have a good sturdy coop here, and the chickens have sort of the area where they stay close to, but it's not a high security situation here. There's a lot of freedom. Have you had predator problems?
No. None whatsoever.
We haven't.
For some reason, the terrain here, the house, the wood pile, the trees, I've seen foxes go right through here from the house. I've seen a couple foxes and they just go right through. I saw a white weasel or something out there in the winter hopping around, and they haven't come over here.
Well, we don't know that they have. We do have a fence, but they're you know, it's not that far from the house. And
yeah.
I'm at the kitchen window, and even from my dining room table, I can look out and see the coop, and we're around here, so I didn't put them far away from the house. We put them in a very nice location facing south, but they have the shade. They have a lot of trees around. It's not just hot and open. And I think that you can see it's a little bit jungly. There's three different areas. They like being under those trees.
I feel jungle fowl.
I don't know. Do chickens get really hot? A lot of chickens.
They do.
Are
That's
all...
the hardest thing, and a lot of chickens do get hot. And in the summer, I hear a lot of people talk about the difficulty in keeping their chickens cool.
Oh, so
having good shade is really important for a bunch of reasons, including that.
Well, they like the shade, and I was afraid they might fly out. They did. You can see a second fence. They did. Some of them were good flyers. They get on top of this coop.
Right, kind of different.
And
two-stage
fly
product.
Over. So that was a little bit of, you know, we had to deal with that for a while, but it's all fun.
You said that they don't eat much, but so as small-scale homesteaders, how much are you actually buying food for them, or are you able to provide everything from what you can't eat? And
how often do we get a sack of pellets?
You know, it depends. In the winter,
it seems like about once a month we get 50 pounds. It seems like that, but I don't really know how often
it is. I don't think it is once a month. I don't think it's that often. No, because
they get a lot of scrap. And do they
give them more treats than Steve does.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, but they come running to you. So, I mean, it's all part of that cooperation we're talking about. The tires they want and the treats. And then they treat you back. You know, I mean, what do they give back besides the eggs that you talked about?
They're picturesque. They make wonderful sounds. And as a boy who grew up studying dinosaurs, you know, I was so delighted in the 80s to find out that birds are dinosaurs. And so I watch them, and it's like having a sort of modern Jurassic Park up here.
You ever get down right on the ground with your belly on the ground and your chin just like right on the dirt, and then just do something to make them come, you know, offer them the treats?
No.
You really ought to try
anyways,
that because it looks just like the movies when you see the pterodactyl running at somebody, you know. That's a tip for all my listeners.
So
we'll come back to you guys, and I don't think they want to eat your eyes.
Well, oh, I'm laughing.
Is there something?
Look at them jumping.
I know they
want to
get through.
They know that I have sunflower seeds in my hands, and they're acrobatic here.
Thank you very much for sharing your time and your place with me and making a delicious meal for me and having me and talking about. Did you have a good time? I know I had a good time.
We had a good time.
All right. Thank you. That's
what
it's all about.
Thank you, Jules, too. She's a lot of fun, too.
Thanks.